Chip, how are you this morning?
Fantastic. How about yourself,
Tony? Oh, geez. Every time I talk to you, you're so happy. Are you ever bummed out?
Well, I tell you, it's always exciting in the world of real estate. And we're going through a little bit of an upheaval that gives some people a sore stomach right now, that's for sure.
Well, before we start talking about the many topics I have, tell us about Chip Cummings Unlimited. Tell us about your industry training. Tell us about your experience in dealing with real estate.
Well, sure, Tony. First of all, thanks for having me on again. And I've been doing this for 28 years now. And I, as you know, I've written 7 books, including 3 bestsellers. And my company, which is Northwind International, based actually over on the west side of the state, we actually train the mortgage lenders, the loan officers, the real estate agents nationwide on how to do everything from, you know, not only the foreclosure and short sale side, but also marketing and some of the techniques that they use within their offices. So we have a pretty good idea of what's going on nationwide from working with all these different companies and agents.
Well, as I've mentioned to you before, my wife is a wholesale mortgage broker, and she told me I needed to get you on the program because there are some serious issues involving GMAC, Bank of America, as well as Wells Fargo. It's been in the national news how some companies have been forced to halt foreclosures, and as painful as that situation can be, from what I understand, Chip, that's not always a good thing.
Well, it's not, Tony. You're right. You know, a couple different ways to look at this. Number one, anytime you start to, you know, put the brakes on a process, there's going to be repercussions. And in this case, what we're doing is we're really forestalling a lot of these properties getting back out into the market. And while some people may think, you know, hey, this is great, we can stop foreclosures, what it really does is it brings down values in other homes in the neighborhood, because if these properties cannot get back into the market at a regular, what we would call market value, then what's going to happen is it's going to start to depress other home values in the area. So it's not a good thing from that perspective. However, on the other side, we have to make sure that this is done legally. And that's where some of the questions are arising right now nationwide. As you mentioned, some of these banks have stopped foreclosure proceedings.
From where you sit, how do you see the real estate business in the state of Michigan?
Well, right now, it's struggling. There's no question there's problems in that most of the homes that are being sold right now have gone through some sort of foreclosure or short sale process, and so we're not seeing a normal market. From a buyer's perspective, there's some great deals out there. The problem is that with the economy, and especially here in Michigan, what we've seen in terms of a lot of outsourcing of the jobs and moving of companies, we've really got a difficult situation, not just in turning the properties, but in getting people qualified for those properties. And so that's been a concern for us here in Michigan. Other areas of the country are starting to come back, which is a good sign, because that means that eventually it'll trickle up to us.
Is there money to be loaned to people who want to buy a home? And are we still in the same process that you better have decent credit? If you don't, you better take a couple of years to get it together. And also, you better have a little money to bring to the table.
Well, the case has always been that if you have some rough credit, you should probably get your act together first. And so that really hasn't changed. But credit is available. You know, for people that have the ability to repay it, that have a proven track history and a decent credit profile, the loans are there. The most popular loan right now, and Michigan is sort of leading the country in this respect, are through what we call FHA loans, through the Federal Housing Administration, and that's an insured loan where people can get in for 3.5% down payment, which is the lowest out there. The only thing that beats that is a Veterans Administration loan, or what we call a rural development, at 0% down, but those are limited, you know, available programs to only certain types of buyers. FHA is open to everybody, and there's nowhere in the state that you can't buy a, you know, a $200,000-$250,000 house and get an FHA loan. So that's a really great program. It's a little bit more lax as far as credit. You don't have to have perfect credit to get into that program, and is very, very popular with a lot of the folks here in Michigan.
Chip, I read that we should be concerned with Freddie Mac and with Fannie Mae because there are still lots of challenges and lots of questions and whether those entities are on financial solid ground.
And that's a pretty valid concern, Tony. You know, when you look at what's happened in the housing market with the government also coming in and rescuing all sorts of industries, not just housing, the viability of those two organizations is really in question right now. And my personal opinion is they will not survive in their present state. They will be consolidated, and we're going to see a complete restructuring of the way the financing is done. And it's not really the financing. It's what we call the liquidity of those mortgage-backed securities. But I think that this has really been an eye-opener, not just for the industry and for consumers, but also for the government officials that have understood now that, you know, this is a situation that if left unchecked is going to get out of control. So I do think we are going to see some very, very serious change in that arena.
When is that change going to come, and what are the specifics of the change?
Well, we don't know the specifics yet, of course. It's still too early to tell, but I do think that we're going to see something probably early next year. Right now, of course, with the elections, a lot of focus is on, getting reelected for a lot of folks. But the economy is one of the major issues, and the housing industry leads the economy. When you start looking at an improved housing market, then that's going to lead everything else along as consumers start to feel better about what's going on. And this foreclosure situation is just setting that back a couple of steps. And don't get me wrong, the foreclosure process has to be done legally. And part of the problems that we're experiencing right now are the fact that we had some lenders out there that it may appear that some of the foreclosure processing and documentation wasn't done according to the letter of the law. If people out there, though, think that they aren't going to get foreclosed on, well, they need to guess again, because the process will eventually take place. It's just a matter of what they have to do in order to make sure it gets right. And Michigan actually is a little bit better than most states. The other states have different processes than Michigan does, and so there's a difference in each place that you go to that they have to go through.
When is this foreclosure situation going to bottom out, if you will, and we get to a point where we start seeing these foreclosure rates decrease?
Well, from all of the statistics and everything that I've seen, Tony, it looks like sometime in, and I hate to say this, but the end of 2011, maybe the first quarter of 2012, is when we're going to start seeing the uptick. And the reason that we say that is because of the loans that are on the books. Let me get to a second part of that in just a second, which may extend that. With the loans that are on the books and the time frames that those loans have to take effect, we have subprime balloons, we have other things. We know that the rate of foreclosures, because of the preventative actions that we started to take a couple years ago, will start to eliminate those as of the first quarter of 2012. Now, one of the other problems, though, the part B of that, is that we have this what's called MIRS system. Everybody's probably now starting to hear a little bit about this, and that's the Mortgage Electronic Registry System, which was set up by seven of the nation's top lenders in order to facilitate the trading of mortgages back and forth. And they hold 61 million loans in that system, and now it's being put into question whether or not they have the ability to foreclose on those homes. And if that's the case, that could really, really delay a lot of the foreclosure proceedings and could drag this out for another couple of years.
All right, Chip, it's always great talking with you. We'll stay in touch. Enjoy your day.
You bet, Tony. Thanks for having me on.